Attorney Markham speaking.
Oh, is that so?
Hello, dear. Sorry, force of habit on the phone. Besides, how was I to know it was my wife?
You mean you couldn't tell by my ring? I'm surprised at you.
Well, it's about time somebody was surprised at me and not at Philo Vance, as people usually are. It's been giving me an inferiority complex. Thank you for nipping it, darling. Now, what do you want?
Nothing. Just thought perhaps you were working so hard you'd lost track of the time. It's 11:30.
It is? Wow, I did lose track of it, all right. I had so many things to clear up down here at my office that I...
What's the trouble?
Someone's at the door, I think. I'll call you back, Edith.
All right. But don't work too hard, please. Goodbye.
Bye, dear. I'm coming. Hey.
Thank you. You in.
Easy now.
Help me.
You're hurt pretty bad. Put your arm
around my shoulder. That's it.
Now, let's get over to this chair. There. Now, who are you and what happened to you?
I've been shot.
I'd better call a hospital. You wait right here while I get to the phone.
Don't bother, Markham. I'll never live till the ambulance gets here.
Hold your head up while... I know. It can't be.
My face surprised you, didn't it?
I should say it did. You're the image of Philo Vance.
I know. That's why they killed me.
I couldn't help it, Tommy. Now stop hitting me.
If I ever
get away from these two lugs holding me, you wouldn't slap me around that
I
way.
I've got to take it to you that I won't tolerate mistakes, Joe. No mistakes. The one thing I won't tolerate is mistakes.
How could I tell? The guy... You showed me a picture of Philo Vance. I shot a guy I thought was Vance. It was the image of Vance, I tell you. Anybody would have thought it was Vance.
Let him go, boys. Joe, wait for me in the next room.
Sure. Sure, boss.
Mike, you better go with him to make sure he stays put and see that he stays there. Let them go would be a mistake, and I won't tolerate mistakes.
Okay, Mr. Orchid. Come on, you.
Eddie, you stay with me.
Uh-huh. Don't worry about Joey, boss. He'll be with me when you want him.
I'm quite certain he will be. Eddie.
Uh-huh.
Perhaps it was my mistake that let me send Joe to kill Philo Vance.
Uh-huh.
I won't tolerate mistakes, even if I make them. Certainly can't afford a second one.
Uh-uh.
Vance must be killed, otherwise he'll prove it was I who did the Hendricks job. Any suggestions on how we're to do it?
Uh-uh.
I'll figure it out myself, then. This time I'll plan it very carefully. And just to make sure, I'll let you help me do the job. How about that, Eddie? Like that?
Uh-huh.
Good. Now, while I figure out how this is going to be done, you go out and get me an orchid to bring to my girl, Penny. Got to remember about Vance, but I don't want to forget about her.
Yes, operator, this is District Attorney Markham, and I'll hold the phone.
Hello, Markham.
Oh, Vance, where are you? I've been trying all day to reach you.
I'm in a little town about 300 miles from the city, Markham. And I think I've got good news.
Yes?
I've found a young fellow who admits being with Tommy Orchid when Orchid killed that man Hendricks last week.
Well, that's fine, but it's not important, Vance.
It isn't?
Not in view of what's happened here. Vance, a man was killed last night for one reason and one only. Because he looked like you.
What?
So Sorry, Vance. That new secretary of mine put flowers on my desk this morning.
She'll learn about you and your allergy to flowers. But what about this man who was killed because he looked like me?
You hurry back and I'll tell you the whole story. It's very apparent that somebody thought he was getting you out of the way.
Yes, it is. There's only one reason for getting me out of the way. That's because I was getting in the way.
Like the orchid, Penny?
It's beautiful, Tommy, but you don't have to bring me one every day.
Well, who says I don't? I'm Tommy Orchid, and I always bring my girl an orchid every day.
Believe me, that isn't the fascination you have for me. I could do without orchids.
But not without me, huh? Well, you're not making any mistake, Penny. I don't tolerate mistakes. They're bad for business.
Let's forget business for a while, can't we?
Yeah, sure. Right after we get a little matter out of the way. Ever hear of a man named Philo Vance?
Yes, definitely.
Think you can handle an assignment that concerns him?
Maybe.
You better be sure. I don't tolerate any mistakes, Penny. Not even from you.
Come in.
Vance, where are you?
I'm in my private office. Come in here, whoever you are.
Don't worry, I'm coming. Hello, Vance. I'm Tommy Orchid.
Oh? Now,
I'll do this standing up. Vance, lay off me.
How do you mean?
My boys find you grabbed some kid who used to work for me in a town called Centerville, about 200 or 300 miles from here. And that he talked about the Hendricks killing.
Your boys have pretty good information.
They don't make mistakes. I don't tolerate mistakes.
I think you made one by coming to my office. What do you want?
I just want to tell you what you know, and that's nothing. All you have is some punk kid saying I killed Hendricks. Just his word against mine, and me with a solid alibi, just in case.
I don't doubt your alibi or your reason for coming to see me. You are not threatening me by any chance.
Me? That would be a mistake, Vance, and I don't make mistakes. I could point out to you that a fellow who looked like you was killed yesterday. But that wouldn't mean anything to you, would it?
Nothing, except that the man was killed by mistake by one of your gunmen. And that's a mistake I don't like, and I'm going to do something about right now.
That's pretty tough talk, Vance. You probably know about me. I don't carry a gun, so you think you can say anything you like.
I carry one. Here it is. But it's going over there in the corner now. Now, look, Orchid, you had an innocent man killed yesterday.
That's your opinion. Can you prove it?
I don't need any proof of what's going to happen now. I'm not the law. I don't have to handle you with gloves.
I don't think you can handle me at all, and this will prove it.
Down where you belong now, Orchid. Oh, no, you don't. You don't go calling with that gun of mine. I'll get it first. Ah. Now, get up.
All right, Vance. I'm glad you didn't let me get to that gun. If you had, I'd have used it on you. And that would have been a mistake, Ken.
I know. You don't tolerate mistakes. You made one when you came to see me, though.
Did I? I doubt it. Maybe I had a reason. Listen, and this is no maybe. You've got nothing on me, and you're never going to get anything on me that'll hold up in court, no matter how you try or what you do. I'm too smart for that. Remember what I said, Vance. I'm too smart for that, and you.
Hello.
Is this Philo Vance?
Yes.
My name's Penny Daly. Vance, what would you give to get the real dope on Tommy Orchid?
What are you getting for giving it to me?
I'm Tommy's girl, and he wants me to do something that concerns you, only I'm afraid.
Of what?
It doesn't work out the way he wants, and it won't from what I've heard of you. He'll kill me, I know he will.
Where are you now?
In my apartment, 50 Lincoln Boulevard.
Stay where you are. I'll be right up, and we can get down to facts.
Eddie, don't it make no difference to you what the boss tells us to do?
Uh-uh.
But Joey was our pal. He wanted jobs with us. And Tommy Orchid says to knock him off just because he made one little mistake. And we do it.
We do it or we get it.
Yeah, I guess that's right. I don't ever want to curse Tommy Orchid. That can't be no good. Eddie, suppose one of us made a mistake. One of us. And Tommy says you and me's got to get knocked off. I wouldn't do that to you. No? No, why should I? You're my pal. Hey, look, Eddie. If Tommy ever says for you to give it to me, you wouldn't do it, would you? Well, you don't have to think about it, do you? What's there to think about? You wouldn't knock me off for no reason just because the boss said so, would you?
No. I'd knock you off in a minute, Mike, for no other reason than to keep in practice. Just remember that.
Just a minute. Who's there?
Miss Daly, I'm Philo Vance.
Wait a second. Come in, Vance, quickly.
Now, there's no need to be nervous, Miss Daly. You'll tell me what I think you can tell me. We'll have Tommy Orchid in jail before the day is over.
Good. What is it you want to know?
First of all, why you've decided to talk.
Because I have a strange desire to keep on living. Look, Vance, what I know about Tommy, I never wanted to know. The jobs he's pulled, his gang, all of that, I never wanted to know it, but I do.
I see your point. And as long as you do, you're a constant threat to the safety of Mr. Orchid.
That's right. Now he wants me to get you out of the way. That's an assignment. And I don't want any part of it. Only I don't know what to do.
You did exactly what you should have done. You called me. Now, I'll tell you what I want.
Go ahead, I'm listening.
A man named Hendricks was killed a week ago. I know Tommy Orchid did that job. I found one of the boys who worked for him in a little town, and he told me after I coaxed him. But that's not proof.
Well?
Tommy has an alibi for the time Hendricks was killed. I want you to get proof that that alibi is a phony. Can you do it?
I think so. If I could find out what alibi he's using.
You can do that, too. Very easily, unless I underrate your charm. Or unless Tommy Orchid does.
I'll have the information for you. Then what do I do?
Wait here. District Attorney Markham and I will be up at 11 tomorrow. Is that all right? Can you be here?
Fine. I'll walk you to the door.
Thank you. Keep away from Tommy Orchid, and don't forget about 11 o'clock tomorrow.
Don't worry. I'll keep away from him. Goodbye, Mr. Vance. Be safe.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Okay to come out now, Tommy?
Good work, Tommy. Very good work.
What else did you expect, Tommy?
Nothing else. You were very convincing. In fact, you almost convinced me. Hiding in another room is kind of tough when the conversation between two people can mean a chair for a time.
I didn't make any mistakes, did I?
No. I'm glad you didn't. You know why.
Okay, then. What happens now?
Now we'll wait until tomorrow morning. Vance and the DA will be here, and you tell Vance where he can find all the evidence he needs to grab me.
Where will that be?
I trust you, baby, but not that much. Wherever it is, it's the place where Vance won't get any evidence, but where Eddie and I will get him.
This is District Attorney Markham. The murder case we're working on is a week old, and Vance has all the information he wants to pin it on Tommy Orchid, but he still lacks evidence. He is enlisted as an ally, Penny Daly, former sweetheart of Tommy's, immediately after an innocent man was killed merely because he looked like Vance. Certain that this is the break we've been waiting for in trying to get Orchid, Vance and I have gone to call on Miss Daly at her apartment. It's 11 o'clock.
You have all the information we want, Miss Daly?
Practically all, Mr. Daly.
Excuse me. Miss Daly, we'll want to put you in police custody for a while. You won't mind that?
Mind? I'd love it. Only you can't do it until this afternoon, Mr. Markham.
Why not?
Because I haven't the one thing I need most. The name of the man alibying for Tommy. I know he lives in a suburb someplace, but I won't know where till this afternoon. I have to get all my information from Tommy's boys. You said to stay away from Tommy, and I haven't seen him in 2 days.
That's all right. We can phone you then. Right, Vance?
Yes. Let's go, Markham. I'll phone you later, Miss Daly.
Do that. And thank you both for your trouble.
That's quite all right. Goodbye, Miss Daly.
Goodbye.
Well, Vance?
Well, it seems that we've finally caught up with Tommy Orchid, Markham.
Yes, it does. And I'm very happy about the whole thing.
I'm not.
What?
Markham, a man as smart as Tommy Orchid must be caught in the act of killing somebody if you're going to be sure you get a conviction. I'm going to make sure we catch him doing just that.
Oh, really? Who is he going to be killing?
Who? Me, of course.
You did a good job, Penny. I'm proud of you.
Thanks, Tommy. I was pretty convincing. Vance trusts me completely.
What a set. He's supposed to be smart. We'll take care of him, Lady.
Uh-huh.
What makes him so talkative? Tommy, Vance ought to be phoning soon. What do I do then?
Well, Penny, you didn't make any mistakes when you talked to Vance and Markham, did you?
Tommy.
Okay. Just asking, that's all. I want to make sure. I won't tolerate mistakes, you understand that?
Anybody works for you understands that, Tommy.
I hope so. Oh, get that, Penny. And for being a good girl, I'll bring you two orchids every day.
Be quiet now, both of you. Now, I just give Vance that address and tell him what you told me, Tommy, that's all?
That's right, but make it convincing.
Leave it to me. Hello?
This is Philo Vance. Is everything all right?
Yes. Vance, listen. Tommy Orchid's worrying about his alibi. That fellow I told you about.
Go on.
The man's name is Rogers. He has a cabin out by Lake Laura. Tommy's going out to see him tonight.
Good. Now, you do this. Tell him that I phoned you and said I was going out there earlier.
Uh-huh.
Tell him I found out about Rogers somehow. And see that Tommy goes out there after me.
I think that will be easy.
Good. Now, here's something that will be a little more difficult. Tommy will come after me, I'm sure. After he's sure I'm there alone, which I will be. You'll have a gun. But you see that there are no bullets in that gun. Can you do it?
Why, yes, I can do it. Don't worry, Vance. Everything will be the way you want it.
In that case, Miss Daly, I'm quite certain everything will be the way you want it, too.
What are we doing in this shop, Vance?
Making a few purchases I'll need tonight, Markham, that's all.
I wish you'd let me go with you out to that Rogers cabin.
No good, Markham. I won't need you, and if you or the police are anywhere near, Tommy Orchid won't show up. I can handle this all right, I'm sure.
I certainly hope so.
Yes, sir, what can I do for you, please?
To be perfectly honest, I haven't the slightest idea. Vance?
I'd like a piece of tarpaulin about 10 yards square. Black, if you have it.
Well, we have it, sir.
Good. How long will it take you to put a wooden border on it?
Well, you want wood on all four sides?
On two sides. Mm-hmm. Give me the other two pieces of wood. I'll put them on myself when I get to the place I'm taking the tarpaulin.
I can have it for you, sir, in about, half an hour. Anything else?
Yes. I want a pulley and about 25 yards of rope.
Mm-hmm.
And I want it painted black.
But painted black?
Don't look at me. I don't understand why either.
Painted black, if you please. Can you have that in a half hour, too?
Well, sure, I guess so. Will that be all?
Yes, I think so. Thank you.
Vance, why do you want the stuff you just ordered?
Don't you know?
Don't I? How could anybody know?
Well, you can't figure it out, Markham. But neither can anyone else. And that includes our friend Tommy Orchid, who has a surprise waiting for him.
Oh, hi, Eddie. Come on in. Sit down. What's the matter, Eddie? Did Tommy tell you to come see me? Well, what for?
He gave me a message for you.
For me? Hey, wait a minute, Eddie. I didn't do nothing wrong. I didn't make no mistakes.
Tommy says you did.
What did I do?
Something about Joey's body. They found it.
I didn't do nothing with it, Eddie. I just dug a hole for it out in the country like I was told to.
They found it. And they knew it was Joey.
I just couldn't leave him laying there, Eddie. I had to do something else. I got a rock, a piece of board. I put it over his head. After I buried the body, that's all.
You put his name on the board?
For sure. He was up there, wasn't he? Bad enough we killed him. You want we should have left him laying there without nobody knowing about who he was? Okay, then. I didn't do nothing wrong, did I, Eddie?
Not according to me. But according to the boss, you made a mistake,
Eddie. Eddie, don't!
And the boss don't tolerate mistakes.
Eddie, you did a very fine job on our exile, I Mike.
Uh-huh. Thanks, boss.
I hope I can do as well on the assignment I've given myself. The removal of Philo Vance.
That's where we're headed for right now, huh?
Yeah. We're going to the old Rogers cabin where Mr. Vance is waiting for me. Only, he thinks I'll arrive alone and with my gun unloaded.
You planned this good, Mr. Orchid.
It was well planned, Eddie. Very well planned. I don't tolerate mistakes, and I definitely won't make them myself.
Uh-huh. What happens if this Philo Vance ain't right there waiting for us like a sitting duck?
Eddie, listen. As far as he knows, my girlfriend Penny's working with him. She put on a good act, a great act. It would have convinced me. It certainly convinced Philo Vance that she was double-crossing me.
Uh-huh.
We've got to get rid of him before he proves definitely that I killed Hendricks. And this is my chance to do just that. Now, the Rogers cabin is miles from the nearest town. Nobody will hear me kill Vance. Nobody will see me remove the body.
Mm-hmm.
All right, step on it, Eddie. I'm in a hurry to get this over with.
Sit down, Miss Daly. Please sit down.
Look, D.A., what was the idea of having the police drag me down to your office?
To be perfectly honest with you, it was Philo Vance's idea to have you here.
Thanks. Oh, well, that's different. In that case, I don't mind being here. I'm working with Vance, you know that.
Yes, Vance said you were very helpful.
Oh, well, did Vance say what he wanted me here for?
No, he said he'd tell you when he got back from the cabin of someone named Rogers.
He told you he'd tell me when he got back, eh?
Yes.
I'm liable to have a very long wait.
Just leave everything to me. We walk in the door together. I have my gun on Vance, and it'll be over in a minute.
Well, let's go. That's the cabin. What are we waiting for?
Perfect. Ready? Now.
All right, Vance. Stay right where you are.
Mr. Tommy Orchid and friends. Come right in, gentlemen.
Stick close to me, Eddie. Well, Vance, this is it. We're not going to waste any words before we get it over with. Stand up.
What for? I'm comfortable sitting here.
Where's the light switch, boss? It's tough seeing him good in the dark.
We see him well enough and we hear him, don't we? Get up, Vance.
Oh, I'll get up. But it's only fair to warn you that when I do, I'm coming toward you. You're not going to be able to stop me.
No?
No. You see, that gun you're holding isn't loaded.
Oh, it isn't? You still think that, Vance?
No, I guess I've been misinformed.
All right, Vance, on your feet. That's good. Walk toward me, slowly.
If you say so.
Hey, Eddie, what for? I don't know. We're covered with some kind of cloth. Shoot the little out for it. Won't do it any good.
No, it won't, gentlemen. This little tap on the head that you're going to get won't do you any good either.
That?
Well, that does it, I guess. It'll be quite a job carting you two down to headquarters. But it'll be worth it when I tell Markham how I knew I was being double-crossed by Miss Daly and how this little trap of mine was worked. Remember the tarpaulin and black rope I bought in that store?
Yes, you had the rope painted black, didn't you, Vance?
That's right. But when I got to the Rogers cabin, I strung that tarpaulin up to the ceiling with a pulley, carried the rope down to the floor, and kept my foot on it.
Oh, I see. When Tommy Orchid and his gunmen came in and ordered you to walk toward them, naturally, your foot came off the rope, and the tarpaulin came down from the ceiling and over their head.
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
I made sure the cabin was dark enough so the trick would work.
One thing I still don't know, though, Vance. You had every reason to believe that Tommy Orchid's girlfriend, Penny Daly, was double-crossing him and telling you the truth. How did you know she was lying?
You told me, Markham.
Well, I'm very glad that I told you. How?
That allergy of yours to flowers. You know how you sneeze when flowers are in a room or have been in a room within a few hours.
Yes.
Well, when you and I saw Miss Bailey, she said she hadn't seen Tommy Orchid in 2 days. Yet you sneezed while you were in her room, which meant that she had had an orchid in her apartment just before we came in and had removed it.
And inasmuch as Tommy Orchid got his name because he always brought his girls an orchid every day, you surmised that she was lying and that she had seen Tommy that day and that the whole thing was a plan to get rid of you.
That's right. A combination of my surmisings and that tarpaulin resulted in our having a perfect attempted murder case against Tommy.
For which I thank you, of course. Well, I'm glad this is practically over. I'm sure we'll get a conviction against Orchid in the Hendrix killing and in the murder of the man who looked like you.
A fatal resemblance, Markham. Put him right in the middle of this situation.
Yes, but it was because of him, Vance, that we reached the end of the identical murder case.